107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and I'm on the phone with the lovely Brooke Windsor from Stratford Public Library. How are you, Brooke?
I'm fantastic. What's going on, Kate?
Not much with me. What's going on with you?
Oh, well, we are getting everything ready for the Teen Maker Marketplace, of course.
I am so excited for Teen Maker Marketplace this year. So for people who are sitting at home or in their car or at work and they're thinking, what the heck are you talking about? tell us about Teen Maker Marketplace with the Stratford Public Library.
Well, basically, going back, we did this last year, and it was such a success. We mm-hmm. are taking teenagers who are artists, crafters, woodworkers, some chefs. We had somebody do recipe jars last year.
Amazing.
And then they are going to be turning that into a business. Not only are they turning it into a business, coming to all the workshops to get everything ready for it counts for community service hours because they are making a local business. And then they get to keep all the money that they make at our vendor show, and they leave with an online shop. Honestly, it's crazy.
That's so awesome. So not only are you giving them this amazing opportunity to take their craft and make money off of it, but you're teaching them how to do that.
Yes, exactly. So when they leave the program, they'll have a vendor show under their belt that they can use to apply for other vendor shows. They are getting hooked up with local vendors to teach them the tips and tricks, and they'll have that online shop with everything loaded into it, pictures, descriptions, and they can start selling right away.
That's so awesome. And so how long does this program run for?
So the program is going to be starting on April 16th, and then it runs once a week until toward the end of May, May 21st. And then the vendor show is on Saturday, May 25th.
Awesome. I can't wait for the vendor show. I went last year in the Stratford Motor Products Community Cruiser. I swung by last year, and it was so much fun. I tried to buy from every single teenager there.
You did.
I got so many products, and I see a bunch of them. Like, I followed all their Instagram pages and stuff, and I see a bunch of them still doing shows, which is so exciting.
They are still doing shows. Honestly, it's great, and I will say that in promoting the Teenmaker Marketplace this year, I've actually stumbled across my favorite phrase. So one of our applicants for this year says, "The library is investing in me." And I said, "Yes, that's what we're doing here. We are investing in you."
I love that so much.
Isn't that great?
That is great. The library is investing in our young entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
Love it
and
so much.
So, yeah, so we're doing applications. If they get their application in on the Sunday right before March break, so that's March 10th, that's when they need to get their application in by, and then we'll do interviews over the week of March break.
Amazing. So it's not too late at all. It is the time right now for our young entrepreneurs to get signed up for Teen Maker Marketplace.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Brooke, for chatting about the Teen Maker Marketplace with me. I cannot wait. And we will chat again with you in May when the marketplace is actually happening.
Yes, we'll get to tell you about all the entrepreneurs and all the amazing stuff that they're going to be selling at the vendor show, and it'll be fantastic.
Thanks so much, Brooke Windsor from Stratford Public Library.
Thank you, Kate.